Hold up, have you guys seen this book? It's called A Showgirl's Guide to Falling in Love, and look at the colors. Orange and minty green, just like the life of a showgirl. Taylor's new album is orange and minty green. Shout out to Becca in my Discord who brought this to my attention. Now I'm kind of wondering if Taylor's read this book, maybe drew some inspo from it to inspire TS12. So I looked this book up, and the description is as follows. Moulin Rouge meets The Greatest Showman. By the way, both of those are musicals. In this romance between a vaudeville star and a showbiz tycoon who find love at the turn of the 20th century. The mention of vaudeville kind of perks my ears up, because when Travis came on stage for the Eras Tour, it was for the vaudeville style performance of I Can Do It With a Broken Heart. And then I looked into the author, Alice Murphy. And it seems like Alice Murphy's kind of anonymous, kind of mysterious, kind of Swiftian. Here's what her bio says. Alice Murphy is the pen name of a writer from the Deep South. Who else do we know that's from the Deep South? A university lecturer, a disability rights advocate, and a lover of classic Hollywood movies and cheesesteaks. Cheesesteaks from Philadelphia, from Pennsylvania. She also writes romance novels, television, and films under her given name. She is a keeper of secret recipes, secret identities, secret admirers, and secret histories. Now listen, I'm not gonna come on here and say Taylor is secretly this woman. I don't believe that, but that bio, it's sounding like something Taylor would relate to, appreciate. From the Deep South, likes secrets, loves creating and writing and telling stories. A Showgirl's Guide to Falling in Love, The Life of a Showgirl, both orange and minty green. Do I need to buy this book? Does it hold the secrets to the life of a showgirl? I would love to hear what you guys think in the comments. Make sure to follow along for more fun Taylor Swift news and theories.